Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I'm here with my non-buoyant wife, Carmen.
Non-buoyant.
Well, you don't have a pool to float in, so we can't really see if you're buoyant or not.
No. Wah,
wah. Oh, guys, it has been a interesting project. You know, the weather here in Illinois changed drastically in February. This is unheard of. It was like 70 degrees in February, which never happens. You know, usually it's 3 feet of snow and cold here in northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So they started on the Happy Good Times Fun Palace pool.
Yay.
Yeah. And then abruptly stopped on the Happy Good Times Fun Times pool.
So we have big piles of dirt, big piles of gravel, a hole in our yard.
It's got walls.
It's got kind of walls.
Kind of walls.
No cement.
And they have not been able to work for about 3 weeks now because of the weather.
Rain, cold. It's too cold to pour cement, so you can't have it cold at night.
Oh, it has just It's been a hurry up and wait situation. I guess the good news is when it does finally turn, we're that much ahead of the game. We just have to live with a pretty nasty looking backyard for a while.
Yeah. It's kind of a hot mess.
Hey, I think before we get started tonight, we should clear something up. We are not currently at hedonism.
No, there was some confusion.
I had several people reach out to me and go, aren't you guys in Jamaica right now? No, we're not. That we did the show with Cherry Pie Couple because they happened to be here. So we sat down and we did a whole show about hedonism and the trip coming up. But the trip isn't coming up for quite a while yet.
Yeah.
So sorry if we confused anybody out there. We'll have a full report, of course, when we get back, but
we're not there.
It's not for a while yet.
Yeah, so we're not there.
Wanted to clear that up. We got a few things we want to talk about tonight, or I do. You have no clue what I'm going to talk about.
I have no idea.
As usual. The lifestyle world has kind of been on hold.
Uh-huh.
And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
It's stress.
You think so?
I think it is. So this is like the longest cycle I've ever had in my whole life. I'm on day 38.
See, I read somewhere that it could, because we know you're in somewhere in the change.
It says I'm at the very last stage of menopause or perimenopause.
So I didn't even realize this, guys. I don't know how many people out there know this, but did you know that there's a test you can take at home that tells you where you're at in menopause, and it's just like a pregnancy test? You just pee on something?
For five days, but every other day. So it's like over 10 days. And you log your symptoms, and it won't tell you if you're in menopause. Only a medical doctor's test
right.
can show that.
Of course. Or you go over a year without one.
Correct.
Yeah. So you have gone 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Several years in a row. And it just seems to come back at
this time of year.
This time of year. But this one has lasted, my goodness, we're going on a month and a half.
38 days.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly.
38 days. It's been going on. So you did have you've had some breaks in there. I mean, we've played, obviously. But you don't do that in the lifestyle realm because.
That's gross.
Yeah, you're not comfortable with that, and I don't blame you. So, yeah, and like I said, the other, I think it was actually this morning, you're like, that gave me 2 days off where you didn't have anything, and then it came back today.
It was like a day and a half. I didn't have any spotting, and I was all good. And I'm like, yes, like this is going to be a great week.
I have actually seen some accounts, I guess, where, and obviously I know nothing about this stuff. I'm not an expert by any means, and I'm not even a person that has a period, so I don't know anything about it. But I had read a couple of accounts where people have these really long ones like you're in,
yeah.
And then that's it. That's the last hurrah of shit getting flushed out, I guess.
It's like the storm before the calm.
There you go. So maybe that's what's going on. Who knows?
I hope so. I hope I'm done. No more. I'm just over it.
But we have had some fun with friends, a Cherry Pie Couple. As you guys know, we're here last weekend. We hung out with them and had a great time. And actually, we've hung out with them a couple of weekends in a row. So
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
We're actually going to see them again this weekend.
Yeah.
We're going shopping.
They're going to be sick of us by the time hedonism rolls around.
Right. We're going to need a break. They're going to be like, I'm done with you people.
No more JD and Carmen. I can't take it.
Nope. I'm done.
And I wouldn't blame them.
Nah. Mrs. Cherry Pie and I both need some shorts for our trip. So
yeah. A little shopping trip.
Yep.
We did get a fashion show last week, which was sexy.
Yeah. Did you like what I got?
I did. You came home with some really outstanding outfits.
I kind of liked them.
Yeah. They're going to look good in Jamaica and, you know, at school functions with the grandkids.
Okay. No.
Come on.
No.
You'd be the talk of the town. We already are the talk of the town.
Right.
I digress. Couple of things I wanted to touch on tonight. You haven't had a chance, I'm guessing. I posted an article and a podcast in our group chat the other day. I'm assuming you have not even read the article. Carmen's been a little busy at work. It's been kind of crazy. So in the past, I have talked about other podcasts on this show, and it's generally been people who have reached out to us. They're starting a new show and, you know, just trying to help them out a little bit. That has gone about not even 50-50, maybe. I don't know, 50-50, I'll say. But some of those shows I don't listen to anymore. I can't listen to. Some of them are great. So until I know for sure that I really, really want to endorse a podcast, I won't do that. Well, and I'm prefacing all this because I do have one I want to talk about tonight that is fan-freaking-tastic.
Okay.
It's really, really strange. So what happened was there was a swingers club in Minnesota back in the 1970s, and it was called the Silver Chain. And, you know, in the 70s, it was very underground. Nobody knew about it, and it was all very hush-hush. And so fast forward to somewhere in the 90s, I think it was, there's a safe deposit box at a bank that goes unclaimed. Inside said safe deposit box, after, you know, they did all the proper laws and everything, you know, you have to wait so long and you have to try and contact everybody. Then they're allowed at that point to open the safe deposit box and distribute through the contents, I believe it's to the Minnesota Department of Commerce. And then it's their decision on any monetary stuff they're trying to find closest relatives, and any other stuff, they can actually hand over to the Historical Society. So inside this safety deposit box is, I don't know how many, but it's newsletters for this swingers club. They were an off-premise club. They would hold dances at a local hotel and, you know, do things, but they were very strict about, you know, if you're going to do shenanigans, you got to take that back to your house or to a room or just off-premise. And it was really interesting. They handed them over to the Historical Society. For whatever reason, somebody at the Historical Society said, hey, we should keep these. So they hang around for quite a few years. A reporter for, actually, the article's in GQ. You can look it up. I got to get back to it here. But it was published in 2017. I think it was like early 2000s or so that this reporter starts researching. He's doing a story on Minnesota collectibles. You know, nothing related to any of this whatsoever. And he goes to the Historical Society and he's asking a bunch of questions. He goes, hey, is there anything here that people don't realize is here that people should know about and maybe check out a little more? And of course, the person goes, oh, yeah, look at all these newsletters from a 1970s swingers club. So he writes this article on the swingers club, and it's fantastic. You can check it out online. The guy's name is Jack L. High, I believe, E-L-H-A-I, published in 2017. And actually, I think he sat on the letters for several years, too. He didn't even, you know, finally he came, he was like, I should probably write an article about this. But the article is titled The 70s Swingers Club and the Secret It Left Behind. Like I said, it's in GQ. And it was a really fascinating article. Well, I wasn't the only person that thought that. This other Hollywood type person decided they were actually going to do a TV show about it. All these newsletter letters, and you know, they were trying to put a pitch together. Well, in the meantime, they realized, well, maybe it's not a TV show, but this would be one hell of a podcast. So the podcast goes back and tracks down actual members of this Silver Chain Swingers Club. They track down family members that knew about it. They track down all kinds of different people. I'm on episode 4.5, but it's actually episode 5. And it's fascinating to hear these people's story. They're all in their 80s now and 90s even.
Interesting. I'll have to give it a listen if I can during the day. A
couple of things that really stuck out to me. I'm sorry, I didn't, I got to give you the name of the podcast too. It is called Time Capsule, The Silver Chain. So, and it's on pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. So go check that one out. But some of the things I found interesting is when they were in the club, so far everybody he's talked to has skewed a lot younger than us.
Younger. They started more in their 20s-ish?
Late 20s, early 30s. They all have kids at home. And you can hear a lot of the different time period. You know, it's a very patriarchal view of things, especially. There's a lot. It's difficult to listen to, guys, for the first 4 episodes because there's some abuse that goes on. There's some forcing to do things, you know, to be a part of this world, and the wives didn't want to. You know,
it's not the current rules.
It is not. It is not all shiny and happy, which is kind of why I was drawn to it, I think. Because that side of the lifestyle doesn't get talked about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Were any of them in when things became more consensual?
Not yet. Not that I've found. And again, the newsletters went on from, it was like 72 to 78. You know, it was only like 6 years or something, this very short window. So they're really trying to figure out, well, how did it end? You know, did it still go on? Is it still going on today? And they're leading up to that. They're only releasing certain episodes, you know, like once a week. So I got to wait for the next one now.
So what do the people that were in the lifestyle, do they say what they think of the lifestyle today?
He hasn't asked that question yet. And a lot of these, some of them, you know, there was one main lady. She was one of the founders, and he ended up spending a lot of time interviewing her daughters. Both her daughters knew what was going on the whole time they were growing up. Because she was, you know, pushing 90 and not able to. Actually, I think the one day he went to go see her and interview her, she had been put on a respirator.
Oh.
So she couldn't talk. And then when they pulled the respirator out, you know, she got a little better. She actually still didn't have a voice because the respirator, you know, messed with her vocal cords. And then she actually passed away. Aww. So it's this guy, and he's... The whole podcast is set up, it's almost like listening to a true crime podcast. It's very well done. They've got all the theme music, and they interject old TV commercials and stuff. It's really well done. And the guy that's doing all the interviewing has nothing to do with swinging whatsoever.
Huh.
So you have
a clean perspective.
Exactly.
Or is it produced in a negative light to swinging?
So... the way he presents it is he went into this thing, and the whole team went into this thing, you know, because the newsletters are fantastic. They talk about these wild, lavish parties and these campouts and cookouts and all the great times. And, you know, they have the member of the month profile, and everybody, the newsletter is really the polished version of everything. So they went into this whole podcast scenario thinking, oh, we're going to hear about these great parties, and we're going to hear about all this fun these people were. They had really high hopes of it was all great and all rosy. And like after the first episode, he's like, I have to tell the truth.
Right.
It's not the vision I had at all.
Right.
So it's interesting. I would highly recommend you guys check it out. Go listen. It's a lot of fun.
I will have to give it a listen.
Yeah. So I can't wait for the next episode.
Oh, they're only doing 1 week?
I don't know how often they're releasing them, because I just found it, and there are, like I said, there's 4.5 episodes out right now. The half episode was fantastic. He found a book where the woman who had passed away was actually featured, her and her husband were featured in this book, and he read passages out of it, and that you really get a feel for what the lifestyle was like in 1978.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really neat. So anyway, I'm done plugging that. So
okay,
I'm getting paid nothing for it, so let's move on.
All right.
Another thing I wanted to discuss just briefly tonight is we were listening to another show, our acquaintances, Richard and Lauren, of the Room 77 show, and they were talking a little bit about your swinger language. You know, everybody's got their love language and how my love language is I live. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's not. You walk by and go. No, well, I mean like that you do it with your mouth.
I do. Yeah. But I mean, even more so, I you know, like when you're gone, I'll build stuff for you. Mm-hmm. I put together stuff and do stuff like that. So that's part of my love language. Your love language is you just show me your ass.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I know it's not. But do we actually have a swinger language? And that got me thinking because they were talking about it. They had met a couple that, you know, they didn't know how to take them and they really didn't have much contact with them. And then they realized that, well, that's just their language. That's how they operate in a swinger situation. I thought, huh, that's interesting because everybody does it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, we tend to hang back a little bit. We're not overly forward.
We're not aggressive at all.
If we like someone, we make eye contact. We tend to talk to them a lot. Some very light touching, but it's not over the top, you know. And I always tell people, you know, you got to hit me over the head before I realize it. So I don't know why I don't do that with other people. But
right.
That's just our language.
Right.
Where there are some others that are very...
You want to go?
Up front. Yeah. Very, very confident and very out there and just say, yeah, let's go bang. So.
Yeah, I don't really think we have a swinger language other than we're kind of laid back and quiet.
And I think most people are. You know, how many times have we been in a situation, even with people we know and we have played with before, and we just all kind of sit around and look at each other and go, hi.
It's not even that we're sitting around going, hi. We're having conversations and we're right. laughing and we're joking and conversations just flowing and nobody just goes, hey, you wanna?
Yeah. And it's that simple, but nobody does it.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are that way. I think this whole scenario of asking your friends for sex, basically, or strangers,
right,
is so foreign to us that we have a hard time crossing that threshold.
Right.
You know, even people that have been in this for 20 years or still have struggled with that sometimes. I just saw a post the other day, it was a cheers to all the missed opportunities because we didn't speak up, and it was in one of the swinger groups. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is true.
It happens all the time. So I thought that was very interesting. Everybody has their own different way of approaching things and letting someone know they're interested, and some are so subtle that you never know.
I think we're in that so subtle you never know.
Sometimes we are, absolutely. I was working on that for a while, but it's always a constant improvement I think we could make.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think that's all I had for tonight, babe.
Yeah, it's going to be a kind of short one because we haven't really done a whole lot.
No, we really haven't. We've watched a giant hole in our backyard, so that's pretty much it.
But, you know, I think it's kind of good that we're having this downtime a little bit before the crazy of Hito. Like, we've gone on vacations before, like swinger vacations, and leading up to it's event after event after event after event. And
right.
By the time you go on your vacation, you're exhausted.
Yeah, we've literally done hotel takeovers the weekend before we leave for a vacation. We've done them the weekend we got back from a vacation. It's a lot.
Yeah. But even up to those hotel takeovers, there were still events and that kind of thing. So I'm actually really kind of glad that we're taking it pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, and we've got so much, you know, this summer is going to be crazy. We've got the pools going in. We've got Hito that we talked about. It's just going to be nonstop fun. Yeah. So.
Well, and it may be a lot of, okay, you know, the lifestyle has to take just a small back seat to while we get our adult stuff done with putting the pool in.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a lot of work to do.
We have
there.
A lot of work to do.
We've already done a lot getting the yard ready, and then now we're in wait mode because we've got a lot more to do once they backfill and get the cement in and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. And because of the weather, we haven't been able to finish like the landscaping around the house that needs fall or spring cleanup.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten to that because the weather hit. We started.
We did.
We started.
A couple of nice days we got out there, but it's...
And then it rained. Yeah. Or it's so windy and cold. I mean, today it's 40. It's sunny out, but it's 40 freaking mile an hour winds.
Yeah. It is. It has been windy the last few days and no fun to be outside.
Right.
Here we are. Oh, well, we'll figure it all out as we always do.
We might bust our ass during the week at night.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got for this evening then. If you'd like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest the number 3, SOME @gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois, or we're on SLS under Lake S Couple on there. Somebody write us and tell my wife how to stop bleeding.
By the way, the vitamin thing. That didn't work.
You tried it. Yeah, it worked for you once before.
No, it stopped it to a very, very slow, slow. And then it extended it by like a week.
Maybe that's what happened because you didn't take it about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, 3 weeks is a little excessive.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, that's going to wrap it up, guys. We'll be back maybe next week with an all-new show. We'll see.
All right. Bye-bye.